At 4 minutes past, time for some state and local stories. This is Mike Osborne in the newsroom. Well, it's been 1 month since two people were killed and 40 more were stranded by flash flooding at Cummins Falls State Park. But WMOT's Amanda Greer says the tragedy isn't likely to hurt attendance at one of Tennessee's best-loved parks.
Cummins Falls, located northwest of Cookeville in Jackson County, was a popular destination even before it became a state park in 2012. Park manager Ray Kucher says that in 2016 alone, Cummins Falls had over 300,000 visitors. That's up 50,000 from the year before.
Everybody wanted to come experience it and get down there and swim in the water below the waterfall and climb up on the ledges and get underneath the waterfall. I think all those things are what has made it become so popular so fast.
To compensate for the increased visitation, the park is looking to add a visitor center and additional restrooms. The park is also working on its accessibility.
We're working on a project to put an observation deck at our overlook site so that it'd be accessible for people who have disabilities so they can get out there and view the waterfall as well.
Following the flash flood tragedy, park officials are also working to upgrade safety measures. Meetings are ongoing with National Weather Service and other agencies to develop a warning system at the park. For WMOT, I'm Amanda Greer.
Thanks, Amanda. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation and Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.